Online learning isn't an easy transition in a district where many students live below the poverty line and may not have computers at home. Here's Bethlehem Area School District Superintendent Joseph Roy.
We are really concerned about, you know, some of the inequities that this has magnified in the community. Certainly we're worried about access to the internet.
BASD has been working to fix those deficits. They're providing hotspots and have partnered with RCN to give free internet to some families. And while middle and high school students already have Chromebooks, the district is now providing them to elementary students as well. But once families get online, there's a new set of challenges, navigating digital education with kids in tow. Leah is a parent who's picking up lunches at Calypso Elementary School. She has an 8-year-old son that goes there and a 12-year-old at Nichman Middle School. She says it's challenging being a parent and a teacher.
I love my children. I was not built for this, but we're making do.
Leah gives the district high marks for the rollout of the first phase of online learning, despite some minor glitches in accessing servers and programs.
I'm not going to fault the school district for that, and I'm certainly not going to fault anybody for that, because none of this is our fault. This is a big poop sandwich we've all been handed. So,
the district is working to support families through the transition.
Congratulations. You've gotten to the midweek point in helping your children navigate their assignments.
That's a voicemail Calypso parents received on Wednesday from BASD.
Continue to be gentle with yourselves, your children, and the teachers as we all navigate online learning. It will get easier.
Some schools got a head start on the switch to digital. St. Anne, a private school in Bethlehem, rolled out distance learning about 3 weeks ago, according to parent Abby. She says the initial learning curve with her 9 and 11-year-olds was steep.
It does get a little better once you get all the login information and all that stuff, but it's a lot. It's a lot of different sites to be on. A lot of different instructions to follow, especially if you have more than one kid and only one computer. That's a little hard.
Abby says balancing online school and working from home got easier over time.
It does seem overwhelming at first, but it's just like anything. It's a new routine that you just have to get used to, and you will.
Parents in Bethlehem are not alone. State Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine says families across the Commonwealth are facing unprecedented disruption in their daily lives. Speaking at a virtual news conference on Thursday, Levine echoed Abby's advice for children.
Try to set a normal routine for them, even teenagers, so they can start to feel a sense of normalcy in their lives.
Calypso parent Leah says in the face of the coronavirus crisis, she thinks parents will do whatever it takes to make it work.
We just need to muddle through and do what we need to do to get through this. Because you know what? We're flipping Americans and we were built on this. So why in 2020 can't we deal with some darn hardship and just do it?
The district would like families to turn in the week's schoolwork today, but they have until Monday if they need more time. Jen Rehill, WLVR News.